listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with a news briefing. You can expect the local servos to be busy despite the Treasurer urging us we shouldn't see an immediate spike in petrol prices. The fuel excise cut brought in for 6 months is due to finish at midnight tonight, adding an extra 22 cents per litre. But these truckies have told us they're not bothered, instead keen to see the diesel fuel rebate return, which went away during that time, driving up our supply chain costs and grocery prices.
You add on the fact that your AdBlue's double the price now. Down in Wollongong, I used to get it for 69 cents a litre. Now it's only $2 a litre. That's increasing your transport costs as well.
I'm a small operator. I've got three trucks now and I've had to convert all my trucks from B-double to road trains.
Optus customers whose driver's licence has been compromised in the recent cyber attack will be able to get a new one as multiple states respond. The New South Wales, you can renew it instantly for a digital version while you wait for a new card. The cost of a new one will then be reimbursed. In Queensland, it'll be free of charge from the start. In Victoria, those impacted can flag it with the state, which will also be flagged nationally. Shocking details have surfaced of the alleged racism towards Indigenous players at the Hawthorn AFL club this morning. According to the Herald Sun, two partners lost unborn children in traumatic events, while three coaches were accused by a fellow coach of running the football department like the Russian mafia. All three have denied any wrongdoing. And Labor will introduce plans for a federal anti-corruption watchdog today. Penrith can create history by winning Sunday night's NRL Grand Final against Parramatta. The Panthers can become the first club to clean sweep all four grades after already securing the SG Ball, Jersey Flag and New South Wales Cup this year. The Panthers side is unchanged 1-17, while the Eels have recalled enforcer Nathan Brown. Despite missing four games, Tom Lynch took out Richmond's best and fairest last night, the star forward claiming the Jack Dyer medal, and Lynch credits coach Damien Hardwick for his outstanding season.
Every time I had knockers, he'd come out swinging, much to his detriment at times. But it's just amazing support to know you got the senior coach in your corner and he'll back you to the hills.
And former Aussie cricket captain Tim Payne could make his return to first class cricket next week when Tassie plays its first Shield game of the summer. Payne has not played any major cricket since resigning as Test captain last November amid that sexting scandal. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers for Brisbane, 25 the top, patchy showers and a possible storm for the Gold Coast and 25. Also showers in Sydney, 21 the max. Showers easing for Melbourne and 16. Patchy showers for Hobart and 16 also. While it's partly cloudy for Adelaide and 17, mostly sunny skies for Perth and 26. The new season of Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project podcast is now available exclusively on Listener. Download the app and listen for free.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.